Most states don't tax access to the internet because the federal government won't let them. A law enacted nearly a decade ago put a moratorium on taxing internet access, and Congress recently extended that ban by another 7 years. But states like Wisconsin that collected the tax before the ban ever started were allowed to continue. A plan by Pewaukee Republican Rich Zipperer would change that. He sees the tax as money out of people's pockets.
And the price is only going up as more and more families and businesses are coming to rely on the internet for their daily business.
Internet providers also favor the change. Michael Falashi is the president of Racine-based Wisconsin Internet Incorporated. He says it's a burden for his business to be the state's tax collector.
The internet is becoming a day-to-day item. You have to have this to be able to look for jobs and to improve your lot in life. And so I think by taking an extra 5% plus out of their pockets is really a hardship.
The change would mean a hit to the state's coffers of an estimated $33.5 million in the first year. The plan does not spell out where the state would trim back its budget to make up for the lost revenue. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.